Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2471, with a release date of Friday, March 7th, 2025, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A survey reveals some important trends in Brazilian amateur radio. Huntsville's new Museum of Communications and Technology is open, and the founder of the Hurricane Watch Net becomes a silent key. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2471 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Our top story takes us to Brazil, where a recent survey is providing a detailed look at the trends among hams in South America's largest nation. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, shares some of its findings.
An important snapshot of the state of amateur radio in Brazil has provided the National Ham Radio Society and the telecommunications regulator with insights into relevant trends. The sampling of 940 hams in 27 states and 350 cities was conducted in May 2024 by Guillermo Crimerius, PY2BIL, a member of the board of the São Paulo chapter of LABRE, the Liga de Amadores Brasileiros de Radioemissão. Guillermo told Newsline that the findings are also being shared with the regulator, Anatel. He said the findings held no surprises, but many details were nonetheless significant. Brazil's ham radio community remains predominantly male, with women comprising only 2% of the hobby. Survey results also showed that hams are an aging population in Brazil. 72% are between 40 and 70 years old, with most of them between 40 and 60. While the new licensees continue to join Brazil's ham community every year, there is low membership in clubs and associations, giving little opportunity for the networking and skills training usually provided by them. Guillermo writes, "This scenario has had an impact on new generations of hams who face difficulties in learning the essential technical matters and especially the operational and cultural activities." For a full copy of the report, which is downloadable, visit the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.